When Kelowna Stands With Ukraine dubbed its latest Ford F-350, Ogo Dragon K2, it wasn't just a catchy name, it's a symbol linking the Okanagan region of BC's folklore to Ukrainian hope. In Kelowna, we all know that we have Ogopogo, and it's a kind of dragon, Kelowna Stands With Ukraine President Daniel Sora explained. And this huge truck is also a kind of dragon. In the Ukrainian language, we say not Ogo but Oho, or Ogo. It means wow. This latest project follows a similar truck, K1, delivered by Sora close to the Ukrainian front lines of battle in May 2024. We purchased this truck when the first one was still here in Canada, because we got a very good deal on this truck, Sora said. A quad is also being delivered with K2. According to Sora, vehicles like this are a lifeline for some military units, especially those tasked with transporting heavy loads, wounded soldiers, or critical supplies. It's 100% vital, he said. This kind of vehicle they evacuate the wounded soldiers, and that needs to be done to save lives. Not all units need a truck that size, Sora added, explaining he offered it to a friend in a medical unit, who turned it down because it was too huge. The friend inquired about the truck weeks later, but it had been promised to another unit that needed it. The previous vehicle, K1, spent time transporting artillery shells. American trucks are bigger and more powerful than European ones, so they can do more heavy-duty jobs, Sora pointed out. He said they prioritize diesel trucks, which are easier for the Ukrainian military to refuel. Diesel machines are more powerful, more reliable, and last longer than gas ones, he explained. When asked if he would once again deliver the truck himself, Sora said that it's still undecided. I'm not sure where I will stop my journey and where it will be transferred to the proper person, but still, it will be at the front line or somewhere in West Ukraine or maybe in Poland, because the situation is different every day. He credited the success of the project to generous community support. I want to say thank you to all our donors, those who support Kelowna Stands With Ukraine and those who stand with us from the beginning of the war, Sora said. And to all Kelowna citizens, because without them we couldn't afford it. He also thanked his colleagues, Dennis, Shimon, Brian, and the many directors and volunteers behind the scenes. The group is already planning a third vehicle. We have to finalize this project and step to another K3, Sora added. And we will keep going and keep running this project until peace will come. Kelowna Stands With Ukraine has been collecting and shipping military equipment, medical supplies, and other aid to Ukraine since Russia's full-scale invasion began in February 2022.